Act One of R.U.R. by Carol Capek, translated by Paul Selver, 1888-1970. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. R.U.R. Rossum's Universal Robots by Carol Capek, translated by Paul Selver and Nigel Playfair. Robots of the World. The power of man has fallen. A new world has arisen. The rule of the robots. March. Characters. Harry Doman.
Read by Todd.
Sula.
Read by Tina Broughton.
Marius.
Read by Roslyn Carlyle.
Helena Glory.
Read by Sarah Terry.
Dr. Gall.
Read by Barry Strayford.
Mr. Fabry.
Read by James Callahan.
Dr. Hullemeyer.
Read by Steve Toner.
Mr. Elquist.
Read by Beth Thomas.
Consul Busman.
Read by Steve Toner.
Nana.
Read by Kay Hand.
Radius.
Read by T. Lane.
A Servant.
Read by Ethel Bus.
Helena.
Read by Sarah Terry.
Primus.
Read by Todd.
First Robot.
By Tina Broughton.
Second Robot.
By Kitty Kay.
Third Robot.
By Mary Kay.
Fourth Robot.
By Roslyn Carlyle.
Narrator. Read by John Trevithick. Act 1. Central Office of the Factory of Rossum's Universal Robots. Entrance on the right. The windows on the front wall look out on the rows of factory chimneys. On the left, more managing departments. Doman is sitting in the revolving chair at a large American writing table. On the left-hand wall, large maps showing steamship and railroad routes. On the right-hand wall are fastened printed placards, robots, cheapest labor, etc. In contrast to these wall fittings, the floor is covered with a splendid Turkish carpet, a sofa, leather armchair, and filing cabinets. At a desk near the windows, Sulla is typing letters. Doman dictating.
Ready?
Yes.
To E. M. McVicker and Company, Southampton, England. We undertake no guarantee for goods damaged in transit. As soon as the consignment was taken on board, we drew your captain's attention to the fact that the vessel was unsuitable for the transport of robots, and we are therefore not responsible for spoiled freight. We beg to remain, for Rossum's Universal Robots, yours truly.
Sulla, who has sat motionless during dictation, now types rapidly for a few seconds, then stops, withdrawing the completed letter.
Ready?
Yes.
Another letter. To the E. B. Hoysen Agency, New York, USA. We beg to acknowledge receipt of order for 5,000 robots. As you are sending your own vessel, please dispatch as cargo equal quantities of soft and hard coal for R.U.R., the same to be credited as part payment of the amount due to us. We beg to remain, for Rossum's Universal Robots, yours truly.
Sulla repeats the rapid typing.
Ready?
Yes.
Another letter. Friedrichswerk, Hamburg, Germany. We beg to acknowledge receipt of order for 15,000 robots.
Telephone rings.
Hello? This is the central office. Yes. Certainly. Well, send them a wire. Good.
Hangs up telephone.
Where did I leave off?
We beg to acknowledge receipt of order for 15,000 robots.
15,000 R. 15,000 R.
Enter Marius.
Well, what is it?
There's a lady, sir, asking to see you.
A lady? Who is she?
I don't know, sir. She brings this card of introduction.
Doman reads the card.
Ah, from President Glory. Ask her to come in.
Please, step this way.
Enter Helena Glory, exit Marius.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Standing up.
What can I do for you?
You are Mr. Doman, the general manager?
I am.
I have come...
With President Glory's card. That is quite sufficient.
President Glory is my father. I am Helena Glory.
Miss Glory, this is such a great honor for us. To be allowed to welcome our great president's daughter, that...
That you can't show me the door.
Please sit down. Sulla, you may go.
Exit Sulla.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?